Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a deep jungle atmosphere effects chain for drum and bass. And right away, let's frame this properly. We are not just making a pad and drowning it in reverb. We are building a groove-aware atmosphere system. Something that moves with the break, supports the bassline, and makes the whole track feel like it exists in a real place. In jungle and D&B, atmosphere is part of the rhythm. If it's done well, it feels like percussion in disguise. It breathes with the drums, leaves space for the kick, snare, and sub, and adds tension without turning the mix into fog. That's the goal here. So let's build this from the ground up in Ableton Live 12. First rule, start with a source that already has character. Do not begin with effects and hope they create personality from nothing. Start with something musical, imperfect, and a little raw. That could be a vinyl crackle loop, a field recording, a chopped break tail, a filtered chord stab, from simpler, a noise texture, from drift or wave eatable, or even a resampled atmospheric moment from an older sketch. For deep jungle, the source should usually live in the mid-range and have some instability to it. Pure white noise is too clean. A hissy break fragment, a room tone sample, or a detuned stab tends to work much better because it already feels like part of a living environment. If the source loops badly, trim it and warp it until the loop point feels intentional. If it's too bright, don't panic and EQ everything immediately. We're going to shape the tone through the chain. Now place auto filter first. This is your first major control point for darkness and space. A low pass or band pass setting works well here, depending on how much tone you want to keep. For a darker jungle bed, start with a cutoff somewhere around 500 Hz to a couple kilohertz. Keep resonance modest, just enough to give the filter some personality. If the source is too polite, a touch of drive can help. The reason we start here is simple. In drum and bass, the atmosphere must not fight the sub or the drum transients. The bass owns the low end, so let the atmosphere live above that. If it needs body, give it weight in the low mid zone, not down in sub territory. After auto filter, go into EQ8. Use EQ8 to clean up the space around the rest of the track. High pass the atmosphere somewhere, around 120 to 250 Hz, to keep the sub lane clear. If the atmosphere is clouding the snare body or kick punch, make a narrow cut around 300 to 500 Hz. And if the source feels too glossy, pull a little high shelf off above 6 to 10 kHz. Our really useful mindset here is this. The atmosphere should feel dark, but it should still be readable. If you make it too thin, it disappears. If you leave too much brightness, it starts competing with cymbals and break detail. The sweet spot is usually that hazy, murky, emotionally loaded mid-range. Next, we add density with saturator or roar. This is where the atmosphere stops sounding like a polite background layer and starts sounding like it belongs in a jungle system. Add saturator and push the drive only a little, maybe plus 2 to plus 6 dB as a starting point. Turn soft clip on so the effect thickens rather than spits harshly. If you want a more aggressive edge, you can introduce roar with a dark tone and low to moderate drive, but keep it subtle. The goal is thickness, not destruction. This stage is important in D&B because saturation creates harmonics that translate on the club systems. You want the atmosphere to remain present even when the kick, snare, and bass are doing the heavy lifting. That perceived density is part of what makes a track feel expensive and immersive. Now we bring in motion. Add auto pan or any tremolo style modulation after the saturation stage. This is where the atmosphere starts to breathe with the groove. If you want stereo drift, set phase to 180 degrees and keep the depth fairly subtle. If you want the atmosphere to pulse in a more obvious rhythmic way, try phase at 0 degrees and sync the rate to the beat, like 1/8 or 1/16. A soft sine shape usually works best for jungle atmosphere because it feels organic rather than mechanical. You can also automate the rate over time. For example, move from 1/8 to 1/4 over 8 bars to create phrase-based motion. This is one of the biggest teacher notes I can give you. Treat the atmosphere like percussion in disguise. If it doesn't interact with the groove, it's probably too static. Nudge the timing until it leans with the drums. And if you are using clip-based atmosphere, try the groove pool too. Keep the swing lighter than the drums, but enough to make the bed feel like it belongs in the same pocket. Even a subtle swing can make the difference between loop stuck on top and part of the ecosystem. Now let's create space. For deep jungle, sends and returns are usually better than putting all the reverb and delay directly on the main chain. That way, you keep the dry source defined and you can blend in the space as needed. Set up one return with echo, and another with reverb or hybrid reverb. On Echo, try synced values like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4 depending on the energy you want. Keep feedback modest, maybe 15 to 35%. Filter the repeats so they don't get muddy in the low end or harsh in the top end. A little modulation can also help the repeats feel unstable and ghostly, which is perfect for jungle atmosphere. On hybrid reverb, aim for a darker room or small space feel rather than a huge glossy wash. Decay might sit around 1.5 to 4.5 seconds. Pre-delay in the 10 to 30 millisecond range can help preserve punch. And again, filter the return. Cut the low end and soften the top so the reverb becomes part of the scene rather than a giant blur over the track. One really effective move is to automate the send amount instead of just leaving the reverb static. In a 16-bar intro, you might bring the send up in the first 4 bars, pull it back in the middle, then open it again right before the drop. That creates motion and tension without relying on cliché risers. Now let's add texture and degradation. This is where the sound starts to feel like haunted cassette debris, broken rain, or an old jungle loop that's been through some history. Add grain delay or redux, but use it like seasoning. With grain delay, keep the dry/wet low, maybe 5 to 20%. Set the delay to something short and use it to catch texture rather than smear everything. If you want a dusty, degraded feel, redux can downsample just enough to roughen the edges. But be careful. Too much degradation and the atmosphere turns into noise hash that fatigues the ears, especially in the upper mids. This is a place where low listening levels matter. Listen quietly. If the atmosphere only sounds impressive when it's loud, it may be relying on fizz instead of real texture. At low volume, the best jungle atmospheres still have shape and emotional weight. Now we need to control the atmosphere so it supports the drums instead of fighting them. Add a compressor after the spatial effects and sidechain it from the drum group, the kick, or the snare depending on the arrangement. For jungle, sidechaining to the snare can be especially effective because the backbeat remains clear and the atmosphere bows around it. Use a fast attack, a moderate release, and only a few decibels of gain reduction if you want subtle ducking. Push it harder if you want the atmosphere to pump dramatically. This is one of the most important mix moves in DNB. The transient engine is sacred. Ducking the atmosphere keeps it cinematic without flattening the groove. If you want something even more responsive, map an envelope follower to the filter cutoff or reverb send amount. That way the atmosphere blooms when the drums back off and tucks in when the break hits. At this point, the core chain is in place. Source, filter, EQ, saturation, movement, space, degradation, and dynamic control. But the real magic in jungle happens when you stop thinking of this as one static effect chain and start thinking of it as an arrangement tool. That means automation. Open the filter cutoff gradually over 8 bars if you want the atmosphere to emerge from the dark. Increase the saturation slightly in the last 4 bars before a drop to build pressure. Raise the echo feedback in the final 1 or 2 bars, then cut it at the drop for impact. Shorten the reverb decay when the full drum and bass section arrives so the mix tightens up. Narrow the stereo width in the intro, then widen it briefly before the transition. These moves are not just technical, they are narrative. They tell the listener that something is moving through space. A strong jungle intro often works in stages. First, a bare texture. Then, texture plus rhythm. Then, a wider, more degraded, more suspenseful version. As the drums enter, strip elements back so the groove has room to hit. If you want a more advanced variation, split your atmosphere into 2 lanes. Keep one lane dry, filtered, and lightly widened. Let that be the defined murk layer. Then build a wet lane with delay, reverb, and degradation. Blend them with a macro so you can move between clear and haunted quickly. This is a huge workflow improvement, because you can automate the vibe instead of chasing one giant all-in-one chain. Another powerful variation is to create a dynamic top layer. Duplicate the source, high-pass it aggressively, add a bit of distortion, a short delay, fast autopan, and a low wet reverb. This gives you a nervous, flickering upper haze that can appear only in fills or transition bars. You can also get great results by filtering the reverb return itself. Put an EQ before and after the reverb on the return track. That turns the reverb tail into its own designed instrument, which is especially useful if the source is already muddy. And here's a great jungle-specific trick. Make the atmosphere react to the drop. When the drop arrives, close the filter a bit. Narrow the stereo width, reduce the reverb send, and maybe increase distortion slightly. That makes the atmosphere duck into the shadows and leaves more room for the bass to hit with authority. Now for the really fun part, resampling. Once you get a great atmosphere moment, record it, don't just leave it as a loop forever. In DNB, some of the best atmospheric phrases come from accidental snapshots of a live chain. Record 4 to 8 bars, then slice the best moments into simpler. Rebuild them as a more intentional phrase with fades, clip envelopes, and maybe a few micro-edits to add breath. That way, the atmosphere becomes a playable instrument rather than just an effect running in the background. You can even build an audio effect rack or instrument rack with macros for cutoff, reverb send, saturation drive, delay feedback, stereo width, and degradation amount. Once that's in place, you've got a performance-ready jungle atmosphere tool that can evolve over 8, 16, or 32 bars. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't overload the sub-region. High-pass the atmosphere more than you think you need to. The bass and kick should own that space. Don't drown everything in reverb. In DNB, too much wetness can kill drum articulation very quickly.